This is the Daily Ghost Podcast. Listeners, and welcome to the Daily Ghost Podcast. As always, I am your host, Patrick Michael, and today, as we do every day, every episode, I should say, we have a creepy story. And I'm excited about this because, truth be told, I'm always looking for easier ways to record, to make content, and to get it out there. And one of those things is having a place to record. And that I do have. I have a small studio area, but I also have two other spaces made up in my house where I can record. For instance, like, I just have a place where there's a power supply, a phantom power supply, a microphone, headphones ready to go. But with that also comes the troubles because I'm like, damn it, then I have to move my computer. I have to take this and that over there to make it that much more accessible and easier to record. Whereas today, it was supposed to be yesterday, but today I actually received it's almost like a Zoom. A little Zoom recorder, but this is a smaller version and certainly a cheaper version. But I'll tell you this, the convenience of it, it's pocket size. So I can plug my mic in and then put this thing in my pocket and pretty much be mobile as I record my podcast, and still you guys get the same quality, if not better. And that's exciting. Unfortunately, I can't hear myself while I record this. I have to literally go back and play it so I can hear what I sound like. But either way, I've done it enough times to know we're working with some high-quality stuff here, and I'm excited about it. Now, unfortunately, when I first got this thing, I was supposed to get it Saturday. I ended up getting it Sunday, which is today, and it was annoying because I like to do a fight companion type of deal on Saturdays when there is fights, and this Saturday there were fights, and I was like, I can't wait to get this handheld recorder. I can. It'll just make it easier to watch the fights and record. But unfortunately, Amazon's been dicking me around lately, where they're just kind of taking it upon themselves to not show up when they should. Like, hey, your stuff's gonna be here Saturday, only to wake up and find out that it's not gonna be here till Sunday, maybe even Monday. And I don't know why that is. Because I've gotten so many items. I've ordered a lot of different things offline. And Amazon is one of the few things that I rarely have a problem with. But I do have a problem sometimes when Amazon makes the actual mail deliver your items, or UPS. When that happens, I'm a bit annoyed. Because they don't deliver the same way Amazon delivers. They don't have the same gumption. I mean, maybe the mailman, sure. But I've ordered many of things, large items that have came through the actual mail, and they always take an extra day. But either way, we're not here to talk about that. We're here to give you a creepy story, as we always do. This is the Daily Ghost, and you know how we do it. So turn the lights down, and let's get strange with another Daily Ghost Podcast right now. Today's creepy story comes from the author Tiny, and this story is called The Fleshless. So The Absence of Flesh. It has 341 views. It's rated 4.29 by 14 users with one comment. The Fleshless by Tiny. Some things are better left shrouded in darkness, never to be discovered. Unfortunately, I brought something evil to light by pure random chance. I wish I'd never encountered that creature. Looking back now, I would have never gotten my car that night had I known what was about to occur. I was taking a back road traveling down the mountainside because they were usually less packed than the main road. I had been traveling down the same stretch of road for quite a while when it happened upon it. At first, it was just a silhouette of a person, just outside my peripheral. As my car drew closer to them, I noticed they were doing something strange. They were facing away from me, pacing on the road very slowly. They were pacing so slow, in fact, that I had to come to a complete stop in order to not hit them. It was at this time I began noticing a change in my car's headlights. They got dimmer. I leaned my head out of the car window and asked if they needed any help. I got no response. They just kept pacing the same sluggish pace. I called out to them again, this time slightly louder.
Sir, is everything okay?
This time, I did get a response. One I'll never forget. They stopped pacing and stood stock still. Their head began to turn. It turned and turned past the point where any normal human spine would have broke. I watched as it slowly began to reveal a face with heaps of muscle tissue falling off, each one hitting the ground with a sickening splat. Its eyes were like cold, dead, greenish-yellow bowls that looked straight through you. Its entire body was completely devoid of skin. It finally spoke.
Give me your skin.
Upon hearing this, I was very shaken. I tried to start the car back up, but it was completely dead. I looked back at it. Its limbs were now completely twisted backwards, making defining pops with every irregular motion. It started to walk towards my car, making burning footprints on the ground like it had just crawled out of hell. I was just about to book it on foot when, miraculously, the car fired back up. I wasted no time in running the thing down until I heard it crunch beneath the tires. I sped off into the night, assuming I was out of the woods by now. This delusion would quickly come to an end when I heard something rustling in the back seat. I had no children, and no one with me that I recalled, so this startled me. I looked back in the back seat, only to be met with the same dead green eyes from before. It showed no remorse as it lunged for the steering wheel, effectively veering the car off the side of the mountain. Everything grew darker and darker as the car smashed into more trees and rocks than I could count. It got so dark, in fact, that soon, I could see nothing, feel nothing. It was as if my soul had left my body. I watched on in complete terror as the thing began removing the skin from my body until none was left. I could do nothing to stop it as it perfectly assumed my identity. It then walked away into the mist of the night. One thing is now on my mind. My family will never know. That's not me. This has been a Daily Ghost Podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you've enjoyed every episode. And if you want to continue to hear more, don't forget to subscribe and follow us on Instagram at Daily Ghost Pod. That's Daily Ghost P-O-D. And you can also support the show by simply visiting patreon.com/podculture. That's patreon.com/podculture. Help this thing grow. Help it become as creepy as we'd want. Thanks again for listening to the Daily Ghost Podcast. Until next time, my pretties.